try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, hey, that's it. One take. We not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a special episode of This Might Not Go Well. You already know who it is. It's the host with the most, B Breezy, aka Poppy Sazon. As you can already hear, there's no sound effects, and it is the special episode. All right, we took a quick week off. You know, shout out to my boy Slick Grayson over here. He, you know, he living his best life out of the country. And I know there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on in the media, and this is probably not the best time for us to take a week off, but hey, man, we got lives outside of this podcast stuff. But I didn't want to leave y'all without an episode, and also, we've been very consistent this year so far, so I was like, you know what, instead of just not putting the episode out, and I know just talking to a lot of people, some of y'all don't listen to all the episodes, even though we released every single Friday. So I was like, you know what? Let's hit them with a Maximum Toxicity Volume 8 of the first quarter, you know? So here are some of the best moments so far in the first quarter of This Might Not Go Well. And also, I will be doing an on-corner episode about some of my thoughts about what's been going on this past week. So subscribe to our Patreon for that. And all the videos you can get for a cup of coffee. So please support us on here, and please follow us on all social media at This Might Not Go Well. If you have any branding deals, business opportunity, please email us at thismightnotgowell@gmail.com and download a live podcast app on iOS and Android. And you know what? Fuck it. I've been listening to this song so much, I'm still do a song of the week. Here is a young Chicago artist, Star Bands. Play this song and we're gonna rock out. See ya next week. Peace.
Boom, and I hear fuck, fuck, fuck. You know that. They know that. We know that. She know that.
Yeah.
What we doing? What we doing? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, how you doing? I'm the man, my name's Star. I'm 16 doing shows and I rock out like a guitar. He tryna run, we in a car. I don't think he gon' make it far. Had behind the bush, got quiet, boom, and all he heard was fuck. Put up on your block and skirt off a hit and run. Told him I don't play, I really rap, this ain't for fun. Told him I'd be wrong if I call bro, he ain't for none. To the ops, I said they can't go rack for rack, okay. I got a ton.
Okay,
SB, what you on? I say I'm on the same thing. Been stepping on these niggas' necks at 12 years old up in the game.
You know.
Spending checks and make it right back in the day, like what you're saying.
You know.
I ain't cocky, but I'm still ain't popping out a thing. Pink.
Across this list of people doing their hear me out list. So if you don't know, the hear me out is like an unpopular opinion that you think people will hate you on a topic. But we're going to go to a celebrity edition, Slick.
Celebrity
what's your hear me out person, a celebrity on your list, that you will take it to pound town, like pound town?
Rhea Ripley.
That's not a hear me out.
Hear me out.
Because nigga, that's on my hear me out list too. Oh, you want that milk of magnesium? Okay.
She's Australian, so it still counts as a foreign.
Ooh. Alright. Okay, my hear me out is Viola Davis. Okay. Not too much. Hold on. What was that movie she was in with The Woman King?
She ain't shower.
Yo, the sweat glistening off of her and her fighting on aggressiveness, like, now Viola Davis and Frances, that little snot bubble on her lip, I could just imagine, okay, you know what, let me not do too much.
You're fucking disgusting.
Come on now, who else is on your hear me out?
My hear me out?
Yo, Betty White from Golden Girl. I ain't gonna lie, Betty White.
Yo, are we ready to pod, Slick? are we ready to pod?
Some one of us is, apparently. Please do tell.
Yo, you ever watch Golden Girls, bro? Really. Hear me out on that one. Come on now. Betty White, RIP. That was a special one right there.
That's some wild shit. You were really nasty.
Come on now.
Shit. I don't, bro. Rhea Ripley was mine. I was like, you got me. You have my heart. I watch all your matches.
I ain't gonna lie, Slick. Maybe I just like aggressive women, but Gorilla, what's good, man?
Nah, with the new titties.
Yeah, Glow.
With the new titties, yeah. I'll give you that one. That's fair.
Yeah, even though she gonna sound like a nigga when you hit, she gonna sound like Pop Smoke when you hit it from the back. I still remember that video.
That's some wild shit, bro.
You don't have no wild hit me, hear me out, Slick.
I'm really looking through like the list. Like, I don't have no crazy Johns. I'll tell y'all who my celebrity joints is.
Go ahead, list them.
Bro, you know this. I'm trying to think. I ain't gonna front. Dark skin on Viv. She could have got it back in the day.
Oh, especially when she did that. I knew she'd go crazy on a dick when she did that dance performance in the dance studio.
Yeah, she was flexible at 45. I was with it.
Oh, and shout out to her because her and Will Smith.
Miss Quashby.
I'm linked up for the book. So I ain't gonna lie. That's a good hear me out. I'm trying to think. Ooh, hold on. It was a good. I don't know. I'm, for some reason, a TV. Oh, D from Wayne's Brother.
You a nasty.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
What?
Some big titties. You're not Jackie D. I'm from the Wayne's Brother.
I was more Marlon than Sean. She wasn't fucking with me. She like, get out of here. She wanted the pretty boys. I'm good.
And then for a little white girl on my list, Janice from Friends. I know her voice was annoying as shit.
Oh, Fran Drescher. Hear me out.
That don't hear me out. Anybody gonna fuck Drescher? She had the drip.
Sorry.
Nah, she was bad as shit, though. She was bad as shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was a good one. That's a good one right there.
I think, you know what?
I definitely say Carly Lorray, whatever her name is, definitely hear me out. No. I'm gonna lie, she been posting those pictures too. No. I'll spin her little ass up there, leave her up there on me. On me.
No. It's wrong. You.
We're not Slick is not apparently ready for TSA today in this episode. He's not ready to pod.
We never talked about
I'm gonna bring this. I'm gonna bring this back with some guests.
I can't agree because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, really? You really thought about this shit?
Yeah, nigga, I put it on the docket.
I was like, wow, I can't tell you. I'm trying to think. I ain't going front. Earthy Kitten.
Sarah Jessica Parker. All right, don't judge me too much because I used to watch Sex and the City.
Obviously.
I know everybody was going for Sam because she was the freak and she was sucking while she was fucking and doing all that. I ain't gonna lie, Sarah Jessica Parker had a sweet spot in my heart. I gotta put that on there, though. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel like none of my hear me outs are bad. They be like every time I throw it out there, I'm like, I can't think of no crazy John. like, damn, niggas gonna say I'm disgusting. I mean, you getting nasty. I say, hear me out, Sarah J.
Nigga, I'm fucking that all. Nigga, hit me the fuck out on that one. Remember, we call her the Draymond Green.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
She ain't nothing. The game ain't pretty, but she gonna get you what you need.
Absolutely. Every single time.
She gonna get you what you need.
Every single time.
I'm with that. Hear me out with that. That's a good one right there. Uma Thurman. Miley Cyrus. Okay. Is Miley Cyrus wildin'? When she was shaking that little chicken tender butt.
Yeah, you nasty. That's wild. I don't want that Miley. I want new Miley. I want Miley that went from white to black to white to really white to pseudo cool. I want that Miley. I don't want black and they keep that. That looked like it wasn't fun.
And if you know, you know Maya Randolph. If you know who Maya Randolph is and who her mother is, leave me alone in peace. Okay. Let's get to our next segment.
Am I comfortable with you around my child? My child could type in your name and see your whole badussy out here.
I ain't gonna hold you. Shit's a hype. Shout out to Reddit. Shit's alright. I ain't know, Rachel. You know, we just gonna lump you in with Drake with biracial at this point.
Oh, that's right. You was looking at dick last week.
Ah, chill out, gang. Come on now. At least I'm not looking at assholes. Speaking of asshole, Spready Gibbs, or should I say Freddie Gibbs?
Don't do that, man, like that. Don't do that, man, like that. You old dear. He sent his girl's ass a piece, and she violated him once they wasn't together no more.
Yo, but this shows that women are spiteful. So if you didn't know, Freddie Gibbs' baby mom, who he had a public, what would you like to say, a public breakup and dispute, who also got jumped with him when Benny the Butcher and his crew beat him up, which I ain't gonna lie, shout out to her for just standing 10 toes behind her man getting jumped in Buffalo, by the way. Well, they apparently broke up and she had his kids. So, you know, they had been having an ongoing feud. So in the spirit of Valentine's Day, when everybody's celebrating love, Slick, right? Posting a significant other, Freddie Gibbs finally did the soft bay probate and launched his love out there. Within 2 hours of him launching a video of him showing his new girl love, a picture of pause of his butthole's friend was tweeted from his baby mama's account talking about I'll be on OnlyFans tonight. It's not revenge porn, Slick. Can she go to jail for that?
It definitely is. I don't know if Freddie Gibbs is going to file a request. Because you know what it is?
I'm filing her. You put my butt cheeks out here. I'm filing.
She put his butthole out there. Let's be keeping a butt. Let's keep it a bean. It definitely does fall under the category of revenge porn. And it's just like, it's one of those sad stories. Because again, like they situation is like, what, a year, 18 months ago, they was together, yeah, and there was disputes about whether or not she was going to keep the baby. You know, she had proof that he was asking her to have a baby and whatnot. And I think that it's like, we always say, hell have no fury, like a woman scorned. We don't know. We've seen him like distance himself from her and things like that. And that's and done in bad taste, especially when it's like, yo, they was in love. Like you said, she's 10 toes down and whatnot. So I can imagine, it doesn't justify what she did. I could imagine the feelings and the conversation. She said he blocked her and stuff like that. But then you go public with your new John and, you know, you can't talk to the mother of your child. She's like, when you mad, you do some stupid shit.
That is just crazy, though. Like, this is the people that we're supposed to be vulnerable. Speaking of just last episode, this is the people that we're supposed to be vulnerable with. First of all, I don't even know what type of... All right, pause for this question. Like, what was like the discussion that you was having with Shorty that you had to turn around and spread cheeks for the camera? Though that's
time out. So last year you was talking about Drake dick, and now we talking about what scenario does a man show his raw asshole to his shorty?
Dead ass. Like I know some niggas like to get their ass it, i.e. you, but I don't know when is you turn around and spread cheeks for a camera, though, for your girl. I don't know where is that scenario. I just can't picture that scenario.
That is definitely a wild statement on multiple fronts that you just made. I'm not even going to argue with you. This what Tom's saying. I want to say a big fuck you, but nah, I think, like I said, I don't know what happened. It looked like it was from a what's it called, from a video. Like it might have been like some turnaround type shit of, you know, I want you.
Oh, like, he probably was playing around.
Yeah, not even playing around. Like, maybe she probably do his ass. He probably liked that shit. But hey, she's like, what you want me to do? And he probably turned around in the video. Screenshot. Got him.
So, fellas, fellas, don't let her have no incriminated videos of you doing wild shit. Keep shit face to face and watch out for recordings. Also, side note, I didn't put this on a doc. You know that artist that was signed to Meek Mill, Dream Chasers, Vory?
Yeah, he's a whole ass
fuck
nigga.
Him.
You whole ass nigga.
Whole ass nigga. You should never be putting your hands on a woman, you bitch ass nigga. And I'm glad that Meek Mill dropped you from the Dream Chaser. And he's on his Instagram talking about, you know, his lies and stuff. Nigga, we got the video. Even if you didn't put quote unquote physically assault her, you threatened to kill your pregnant girlfriend. You are a lame nigga for that, and we don't condone that.
That's offending.
All right, Slick, I want to have a transparency conversation real quick. We don't have to get too transparent, but just off the strength.
Nigga, huh? We just talked about a nigga whole asshole being exposed, and now you want to have a transparent conversation.
That's the duality of the show, Slick. We get 1 minute we might talk about spread cheeks, next minute we might talk about some real shit. Really this might not go well.
She really put that man's whole asshole on the internet. That's some crazy shit.
Yells.
Tis a Fendi.
All right, let's get to our choose one to close out this episode. I got to come with a crazy choose one this week, bro. This week's choose one, Slick, Would you rather give back shots for the rest of your life or a missionary for the rest of your life? Choose one.
I'm a missionary guy. I'm a missionary king.
What if you mad at her? That's why I was like, back shot, I'm good. Because I'm like, all right, if she pissed me off, I still need to get my dick wet.
I'm putting a pillow over her head.
Pull her hair. You can't be mad and missionary.
The fuck you can't. Yes, you do. You put that pillow over her head and you hit her with one of these. UFC. What's wrong with you? Hell yeah. I'm a missionary guy. A missionary, that's where you really get it in at. Like, oh, you backshots, like, I don't care about you. If I run immediately to backshots, yeah, you don't matter. This is a means to an end, sweetheart.
But hold on, I feel like with the missionary, you have to do it, like, sensual. It got to be sensual to some sort of degree.
No, it don't.
You
put the legs on the shoulders. You put the legs, roll her around, throw her around a little bit. You big wilding. Grown men, yeah, we tear that thing up in missionary.
Nah, nigga, I get in my frog position on the back shot, my nigga, just straight dick. Just straight dick. What, you, yo, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I think want to start recording myself because I know my big ass looks stupid. You know what? you know what I'm talking about when Shorty is in a doggy position and you getting that little leapfrog,
that little hunch shit, that little you probably got dumbass faces.
Yeah, I know my 6'7" ass be looking goofy as hell. I ain't gonna hold you, but I don't know. I might be with the back shot. I don't know. Something about back shot just do it for me. Missionary has never really been. I feel like the only time that I really like missionary is when I actually really like the girl. When I actually want to look at her and I'm like, oh my God, I really like this stupid bitch. if it was my preference, back shot. I'd rather give back shot for the rest of my life if I had to choose between one of the two.
Back shots is for fucking. Sometimes you need to make love. That's why I was like, I'm fine because I could tear it up from missionary regardless. I'm not, but backshots. You know what I'm saying? It can work. It's cool.
But look at that. You could get for the rest of your life. You could do public sex with backshot. You can't do public sex with missionary randomly like that.
That's fine. You live a little bit on the edge. Fuck it. We get caught.
Okay. We gonna have to raise a GoFundMe to get Slick Grayson's bail. But I think that's a great way.
I have a would you rather for y'all.
Oh, okay.
This is the first, actually.
So, would you rather be a voyeur at a sex party or be an exhibitionist at a sex party?
That's funny. That's like the third time this voyeur word has come up in my personal life in the last couple.
Maybe it's a sign.
Can you explain more for people who don't know what's a voyeur and what's an exhibitionist?
Yes. So a voyeur is somebody that enjoys watching people have sex, and an exhibitionist is someone that enjoys being watched.
That's tough, though.
Got y'all thinking.
I'm single in this, right? Because I don't want to be an expeditionist and have my girl get fucked too. Like that.
This is your story, so choose. So
okay, choose cool. Because I know a lot of couples who break up off of shit like that. I don't know if I would. Well, I mean, I watch people have sex with porn, so it's like I already do.
I'm talking about in person, like in real life, sex party.
Nah, because you know I might have to end up being an expeditionist because my dick gonna get hard and I'm gonna want to join in. So I might just be an expeditionist. I ain't gonna hold you.
I do like,
because one woman is gonna watch you just slam dunk this chick and be like, good job.
You watch porn, so I mean, it's like live action.
But I could pause it. I could fast forward to my favorite part.
You can go to the bar or the bathroom
and come back, and shit might be done already.
It might be rotations. It might be like a show. Like, might hit next.
Yeah,
coming to the stage.
Yeah. Niggas do go to the strip club too, so
it might smell crazy in there though. So I might just rather just get. I probably exhibition though, because it might smell like wild, but dunka dunk, because it's like mad random sex happening. So
you know what?
Not necessarily.
I might treat this like a competitive game. Like, you feel me? Niggas cheer me on. Like, you know, like, he's on fire. You
know? let's go.
Nigga, hype me up. I'm going to look at these niggas while I'm here from Donkey. Like, yo, hype me up, gang. hype me up. I need the energy. Like, you know how Goku do the spirit bomb? I need all the energy. I think a nigga needs some spirit, to complete the mission. So I'm fucking with it. What would you choose?
What would I choose? Oof. So I've done both. I see y'all faces.
Hey.
Yo, what, y'all got a questions or something?
For you to answer.
I'm trying to think. What would I choose? I'd be a voyeur. I just love watching bodies on bodies. I love it. Like, there's especially black bodies. Like, I love watching black people have sex. It's just so passionate. It's like,
I did this before.
I have.
She just said that.
I've done both. That's what I said, and that's what's
like. I'm so glad your job doesn't require you to listen to people, because I was like, nigga.
I barely listen to myself.
Yeah, voyeur.
You know what? I did have this friend who was trying to get me to come out to one of the sex clubs, but I was like, yo, I don't know if I'm really down for it yet, because it's like a real, like, you really gotta know someone, and you gotta be prepped and everything.
You gotta get vetted. Like, it's
it's a little crazy. But then also I know couples who do that, and that shit gotta be the trust between. Okay, Slick, what about you? You got a fiance. Would you ever go to like a sex club with your significant other
and participate or watch?
Both.
I'd watch. I think we'd watch. I'm fine with watching it. I've done like the striptease joints. I've been to Amsterdam and seen some shit. Like, we've been together and seen some shit.
You said a banana and a coochie? Okay.
Yeah, all of that shit. So, I'd watch. I don't know if I'd participate together. I don't know. That's weird, because we in a different space. Younger days, maybe.
Oh, yeah. But like, niggas is old now.
Yeah, younger days, possibly, but definitely, I still go watch. That shit sound lit. A high key.
Ain't no age limit on this shit.
I'm about to be like, you're...
I gotta be age limit. Hold on. It gotta be age limit. I don't want to see grandma get her shit clapped over here.
I think that because if you don't... Like, trying to transition to that in a different stage in life, different phases, it might be a little weird. It opens up new things. It could be fun to explore, but it also could open up some things. But if you start early, like, yo, we in this? Like, you ever thought about doing some wild shit like this? Let's go see. And it's like, oh, now this is something we do every couple months. You're like, let's keep it fresh, you know? That's why I'm like, but I could definitely, I go watch some shit with him. Yo, he killing her shit.
I'm with you on that one, but there's an age limit, because I went to a nude beach. I'm thinking, I'm about to see some hot shit. I'm like, yo, it's lit. Nah. I just saw nothing but saggy skin, wrinkly balls, wrinkly breasts. I'm like, all right. And them old niggas don't give a fuck. Niggas will lift up their legs on a table and do not care. Now, it got to be age limit, at least for the sex club that I want to watch or participate in.
Yeah, I mean, some sex clubs, like, to get vetted, you got to show a picture. Like, because they want to see, like, what type of people they're going to be welcoming into their space. And they want to choose, like, the attractiveness that they want to welcome into their space, too. So, it all depends on where you go.
That means I'm valid.
Let's do this, Slick.
I'm valid. I can get in.
Let's do it. For our Patreon, let's do a vlog going to a sex club.
You can't do that.
No, we
just gonna go there, probably record ourselves before we go in there and record ourselves afterwards and do like a first impression of it.
Y'all going together to the sex club? Oh, that's cute.
Oh, chill out.
Sounds like a date night.
I never agreed to shit. I just looked at him like, y'all just
shut down my whole idea now.
There's a lot of niggas that's in the group chat right now saying pause. Good job, B.
It's for content, bro. It's for content. I ain't gonna say you're gonna be in one corner, I'm gonna be in the other corner. We're gonna see what's your hand for over there.
Because it's shit fire.
Ain't no judgment.
Yo, I don't care about the group chat. Niggas over there eating ass in the group chat.
Nothing wrong with eating ass. So.
Oh, wait. I'm talking about getting their ass eaten. You eating a nigga's ass?
I have.
Hold on, we've been asking the wrong question this whole entire episode.
You sure have.
You just haven't paid attention, B. I swear you haven't.
You know, man.
When I was in the streets, I was this guy. And I thought it was okay because I thought it was more of a respect level. If I'm fucking with you, I want to go do the things that I also like to do with somebody I enjoy fucking and being around. Then you get this whole stamp of like, we're doing relationship shit. No, we're just doing things that I find fun. If we're fucking and I like to be around you, we're not going to go go-karting. Right. I like to go-kart. We're not just going to go do shit.
The majority of men do not treat women that they are not in a relationship with dignity, respect, or like they want to spend extra time with each other. What I'm telling you is men are not nice to women that they are not in relationships with a lot, and they don't often take women that they're not in relationships with all these places that he names. It is not often that women you are just fucking are meeting your family and hanging out and going all these places with you and seeing you regularly.
What if I'm not ready to be in a relationship and I make that clear from the beginning and we know what it is, we're doing the friends with benefit thing? What if I'm also not good at dogging women out? What if I'm not good at, yo, 4 a.m., yo, bitch, come through to get fucked? What if I...
That's sick. That's also
yeah, like, what if, also what if after we fuck, I'm like, you know, it's 9 a.m., like, hey, I know a really good diner.
Hold me.
Do you want to go get some breakfast?
Or I want to be held.
You just have to do that with the right person, because the wrong person will attach feelings to that. But I also think that you can do that and you still establish boundaries throughout that.
First off, most importantly, what's going on with son's haircut?
Oh, all right. That was if you didn't know, that was a snippet from the new Rory and Maul episode that they just released. And one of the so they do this thing called the voicemail on a Patreon, where the people on the Patreon can leave voicemails and ask some questions. And apparently, a guy who called in said that he had a friends of benefits with a girl. They both understood what it was, but they started hanging out and everything. And then after a while, she got upset with him because she was like, "Well, we basically doing relationship stuff, and you leading me on." And that sparked the whole debate. So let me ask you two, what is the rules of friends with benefits, and have you done friends with benefits?
Ladies first.
I just want to say the rules vary per person, because half of the shit that they mentioned, like, oh, if you just fucking one lady, they don't get to meet like your family or like important people in your life. I beg to differ. This is why I say meeting a man's family, friends, that shit don't mean shit, because every bitch done met them. You done passed Miss Paula in the living room 2 times.
Not Miss Paula.
Yeah, ain't the last time. You ain't the first bitch Miss Paula done seen.
Nah, it'd be the worst when your mom be snitching on you. Oh, wait, is that the one that you bought the other night? That's a rare occasion. I'm like, come on, gang. Don't do that.
That's a rare occasion.
Damn. Nah, friends, have I done it? I've done it before. I think that it's just.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one time.
It was more than one time. You met a few of them back in the day.
Yeah, then you had love, and then you had this one person who X was trying to get. You know what? We're gonna say that for the Patreon.
Yeah, not too much. Not too much.
I like fucking that's with her because you.
That shit did not bother me at all. Just now, oh, you threw it out there. I'm fine. It's in the past. It's like 10 years old. Damn, it's like 10 years old. I'm old. Anyways, but I think that. In that space, it's just like you got to establish what it is. It's just 100%. I'm going to stay intent to, because you know what the nigga going to do. We're going to rely on what I told you at the beginning of all this. Regardless of what my actions may tell you, this ain't that serious.
And that's exactly what I had a problem. Shout out to Damaris. Happy birthday, queen. But that's why I had a problem, because she's basically saying that it doesn't matter. Y'all came to an agreement. You could tell a girl, we're not going to be in a relationship. And 9 months can go by and y'all doing your thing. She's going to feel like we are in a relationship. And it's kind of like, we never communicated that. We never had. But then she was talking about how you're supposed to reinforce. So after every time we hang out, I'm supposed to dap you up like, yeah, you know you're the bro, right? Like, that shit is going to start. Like, I can't do that. That's I can't stupid. Dap you up after every time I kill and be like, yeah, all right, bro. That shit going to fuck up the mood. If I have to keep reminding you we friends with benefits, the coochie going to dry up. Party done.
But also, it's a part of boundaries as well, because niggas ain't good at telling the truth. Because you notice that, like, okay, let's say, like, you do end up happen to, like, be like, oh, I want to do this thing, and Shirley's just around, you know, let me just take her with me. If you don't do activities with this woman, why would you invite her to something that you like to do? You just don't want to do it alone. So she's just there. Because
we're friends.
Negro. No, it doesn't get friend, because.
So wait, hold on. Okay, Vic Money V, you like.
I'm going as a woman.
You are.
Yes.
And we know that don't make sense at all.
It don't make no sense at all. All right. Give me something that you like doing. I remember you said you like looking at art and, you know, being on, you know, being on in that world, right? So okay, if you invite one of your friends with benefits to an art show, it could be intimate, it could be wine and cheese. Is that
I do that with my homegirl, so hey, it don't make me no difference if I invite you. Now
it's exactly what we're trying to say. What's the logic, Slick?
Okay. Nah, she know what the logic is. Girls just want to be in control. They gotta be. That's why a lot of girls' friends with benefits be some nigga they really don't give a fuck about. It'd be like, how did you kill? I don't know. She ain't give a fuck. That's it. It can't be the way they can actually see themselves with. Because then eventually, somehow, some way, sparks fly. And it's like, ah, damn. How we get here? Why are you crying on my dorm room? Like, get out.
Come on now. Get and out. Then also, it's like, and let's be real. There's a difference between a booty call and friends with benefits. Yeah. A booty call is the one I'm going to hit you up after 12. Like, yo, what you doing, bitch? Get up here.
Like, get up, bitch. I know your mama.
You wildin'. You old dear. You old dear.
That's the one that you sit here and be like, yo, what you doing? You up? You want dick and throat? Like, you, that's what you
think. You up or the emoji with the eye, like, yo, what's up? Like,
and I'm only hitting you up around this time. I'm not trying to be seen with you in public for real. That's a booty call. I think y'all getting two different things switched up. Friends with benefits, we're friends, but we just find each other. We just want to fuck, and you just fulfilling. We both fulfilling our needs.
Hey, can we be honest?
But you fucking me and taking me out, and then also I'm meeting Miss Paula in the living room. And be like, hello, good afternoon.
You was gonna meet Miss Paula, even if I didn't put my dick in. You was gonna meet Miss Paula.
No.
Yeah, about to say you was never meeting my mother. I'm sorry, that was never happening. Never ever. It was strict hours.
If you was my friend before we started fucking, you was gonna be my mama anyways. We gonna be my sister anyways. But now we fucking.
Nah. If we started out as friends and it went there, you lined me. You set me up. How we get here? Because it wasn't finna be me. That's my homegirl. Nah. Mm-mm. If I ain't ever call you my homegirl directly, then just know it was never friendship. Let's be honest.
But my whole problem is.
Nah, but some of y'all be fucking my homegirls. Let's keep it a stack.
Some do, but at the same point, look.
Don't you ever help your friend in need? Like, you see, that's what. That's yo, shout out to the woman who be fucking their friends.
Nah, see, because that's how it be. It's like, that's my homegirl. But you see are my homegirl.
Because you don't really like your friends, for real. Like, if you really like your friends, you know your friend was down bad and he needed some coochie, you will supply it. Be like, yo, here, friend.
That's wild.
Happy Tuesday. I want to give a shout out to them girls out here giving their friends some coochie and time. Giving your friend that mouth hug when he's feeling down and the world is against him. Shout out to you women over here. Y'all are doing the Lord's work over here, and y'all need to be blessed.
You are a sicko. Start calling you Sleazo. But no, I think.
What's the problem, Slick? If you friends and your friend noticed, like, Slick is having a tough day at work. He's so down. He looks like he's tense. Let me go. Let me as his female friend. Let me go suck him off to get him right.
If I'm gonna be like 100%, I'm like, oh, you love me forever, haven't you? I'm gonna be a dickhead about it. I'm really gonna be an asshole.
Oh, good lord! You're gonna fuck up the bag.
I'm not, because that move worked for me many times back in the day. Oh, you always love me, huh? Stop playing. Now you here for like 3 months of the semester.
Oh, you know, once a girl do that little giggle, oh, it's over.
Because I don't, because I'm be.
And hey, big buddy, be you laughing too? Because you know it's true.
It's like, oh, I got you. Damn, this is crazy.
Don't drag me in this shit.
That's how it be.
Yeah, because you know, I'm gonna lie. I'm Slick. I seen Big Money V at a picnic. Begging for a piece of chicken over here.
I was not begging that nigga. First of all, I said, my friend is drunk as hell. We not walking all the way to Fisherman Cove on Church Ave. Like, yeah. Let me get two more pieces. And how your mama and them while I'm here? Like,
damn. It'd be like that.
Because leave that man alone, because I giggled that nigga out of his pants. Mm.
But my problem with women, though. Wait, go ahead.
That's all it takes. She said she giggled him out of his pants. See, that little giggle was like, because what's a nigga here to giggle? Be like, wait a minute. And then two nights later, damn.
Oh.
You here.
But you know what, Slick? Hold up. I think it's a difference for us because we have New York City women we dealing with. New York City women would let you know, like, fuck out of here. Like, ew, nigga, get the you little dirt neck Negro, get the fuck out my face. Oh, so nah. If you hear her giggle, you know you good. Like, I don't know about other states.
Yeah, no, I don't think
but at least in New York, you hear the giggle. Aye, yo, she might fuck with the idea though, but a New York woman is gonna tell you about yourself if she really didn't want to fuck with you on no type of level.
Yeah, nah, because I think as a dude, I don't think I've ever pursued a woman to be a friend with benefits. It's always just happened on something like, all right, what up? Cute, we chilling, we friends, or you call me friend. This the bro. I'm like, I just met you 3 weeks ago. What are you talking about, the bro? Oh, we're doing that. Say less. So I get
you know, my favorite is when you have deep conversation with her for that first month and I really get to know each other, and then you hit her out of nowhere, like, oh man, I just think right now I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh no, see, you different. You fucking up the ecosystem. That's why girls go crazy. You can't do that. That's stupid. You set yourself up for a headache. Like, no.
But we all know women wants to be lied to. They don't really want the reality or the truth.
Like, if you broke, just say that. See, well, what I realized from these reactions, like, a lot of women just can't afford me. Nor are they tall enough. If you're not 6 feet or above, you have no chance with me. If you don't make six figures, you don't stand a chance. And it's like, for real, like, if y'all broke, just say that. If y'all can't take care of a man, why even try to waste your time talking to him? You're broke. You don't make six figures. You can't afford me. How are you going to pay for my haircut every 2 weeks? How are you? You can't afford me.
Drizzle.
You see the barber prices? You can't afford it. If you're a woman and you're not above 6 feet, you don't make six figures, we're done. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. Go to work, go get your bag up, and then we can conversate.
Drizzle.
he was ODing with that 6 feet part though. You better stay away from you fucking NBA player. Nah,
but shout out to my little Amazon queens out here. Come on, girl. I climb. I mean, it's not climbing for me though, but
well, say
I know niggas will climb down.
5'7", 5'8" and below. That's as far as we go.
Come on now. But Slick, I'm with this shit. If you can't afford to cook for me and suck my dick and keep my belly empty. My balls empty.
I'm about to say your belly. Wait, nigga. That's
yeah. You can't keep my balls empty and my stomach full. You're not the one for me, ma. If you don't know when to shut up,
you say you don't know when to shut up. That's why they hate you. That's exactly why they hate you.
Nah, why? Yo, Slick.
Yo, it's nothing wrong with having required. I mean, not saying required. It's nothing wrong with having standard. I think if you have a standard versus a non-negotiable, and if you're non-negotiable, like in the case of like the money part, like, yo, I got a great personality. Who cares if I'm broke?
Nah, we can't give them grades. Fuck your personality, girl. I need you to be able to pay for my haircut. I need you to pay for my 2K, and don't give me the regular edition. I need the 100K. I need to get my 100K VCs. Need you to get me the Madden. I need you to get me that. They're also coming out with a new PlayStation 5 Slim. I need you to purchase me that.
Shit. Damn.
What else do we need girls to cover for us? I need my lunch packed. I need my meal prep packed every single day with no complaint, no side eye.
Okay? You're gonna get a side eye. I was with him. I didn't see much wrong. Like, again,
he's doing this on the satire.
I know, like, that was funny. I was like, it was a joke. He's like, you got 6 feet. Yeah, nah, 6 feet should no. That's a dead though. 5'8" and below.
But he's basing off the 3'6" that these girls be having over here, man. But you know what was funny? Because the reason why he started doing all these videos, because this one girl said, like, oh, she broke up with this guy, even though he was like this perfect nice guy, but he just wasn't the husband for me. So he did basically reversal, and the comment section looked completely different for the women. Oh yeah, women, don't let him stop you. Mind you, the girl's guy was a good dude. Oh yeah, girl, you right on for getting a new man and all that. A guy said it. Oh, you just waste the time. You see, this is why you can't, and that's why he started on this legendary run. And I'm with him. I'm in my soft guy era now, Slick. What's some other stuff that we girls can take care of for us? I need my laundry starched and clean, please. Thank you, and make sure you don't use none of those little fluffy shit to fuck my shit up. All right.
The This is why. This is why I left the game. It's too much of a headache.
If you don't have any skills, just say that. You know how girls say, if you just broke, just say that. If you don't have no womanly skills, just say that.
Your mama didn't raise you right. Your mama did not raise you right. She ain't teach you the recipes. It's okay.
Drizzle, drizzle. I'll be gonna have to get a sound for that. Drizzle. It's cooked. Now, Slick, I just sent you a letter video. We can't, I mean, you can play this, but ain't really no much audio. I just want you to look at it for yourself and see if this is something that you would be willing to participate in. You want to play it real quick?
What the fuck is this? Why is she naked? What's she doing? What is this? Is she shaping him up? She's twisting his hair?
Yeah, she's doing all that in the bar. So, Slick, you know, haircuts are a very important, like your barber, Slick. Let's talk about something that's important in the male community. Your barber is like
the third or fourth most important person. He might be more important. If you don't go to church, he's more important than your pastor. I don't go to church. So he's like,
come on,
he's
right now.
There. He's right there.
Having a good barber is something that you have to foster a good relationship with. Slick, would you mind your barber cut your hair naked with her titties out? See,
you
got out? Your
motherfucking contacts. You can't just say shit like that. This is the shit that gets me tight. That's why I be wilding out sometimes. In the video he sent me, it was a lady naked that was doing a retwist and apparently like probably shaping up a dude. Would I subscribe to that? No, that shit only happens in Atlanta. I'm pretty sure that was Atlanta. If we backtrack, it's going to say at Atlanta. But, nah, that ain't it. I'm cool. I don't think I've ever had a female besides my mom's cut my hair. And then you know how the mom's cut go. It's not the same cut every week.
Bro, she just shaved every... Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That's why I got beef with my mama. Hold on. Let me talk about my trauma real quick. Because I remember as a kid, she just used to just... cut. She didn't even line my shit, gang. Line my shit, bro. Nah, just gave me straight baldy. Not even a baldy, but very low. I'm talking about, my nigga, you can see the scalp just...
She ain't put the guard. Good? She ain't put the guard on you, bro. She just said she zero.
So your shit low enough. All right, good. You good for another 2 weeks. I was like, gang.
And you light skinned too. You was out there looking like a fucking raisin. And
boy,
shit.
With no facial hair, my nigga. I was looking like a dumb.
She had you.
Nah, I got beef for her. Yo, mom, you hearing this? You got to square up.
She had you outside like a fucking raisinette. That's fucking crazy, bro. Nah, my mom's least. She gave me the line. My front was straight, but it was the side part. I was like, when I found out how barbers did the side with the little zoop, I was like, oh, nah. Never again.
Then my uncle tried to cut my hair. Now, he would give me the lineup, but he would not give me no side, bro. So my shit would just be like one big ass.
Oh, you had a box on your head. You had a box on your head. That's crazy.
Yo, so this is the struggles of growing up in the Haitian household. Niggas do not care about spending money on. It wasn't until high school when I had to plead and beg. I had to plead and beg to, like, and then the thing about it was so embarrassing, my nigga. I didn't even know what to even say in the barbershop. Okay, this is one quick story time. I think it was my eighth grade graduation. I was like, I finally got money from my pops to go get it. And I was supposed to, she told me get a haircut, but I never went to the barber before. And there's a barber near the way. So I just went in there and be like, yo, can you just do this? But mind you, this is it signified a lined up. So I only got a shape up with no haircut. So my hair look a wild. And then my mom heard that. She's like, you know, I'm coming home and I'm going to cut your shit myself. And I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. Yo, I called my older sis and I begged her, please, you gave me some type of money and take me to the barber and have them cut my hair. That was almost a traumatic. I was about to be at my eighth grade graduation. Bald, scarred for life. Bald with a piece of lineup. That's it.
Everybody remember that first real haircut though. I was like, that shit, that's some, yeah, that shit. You go to the hood too, be like, this shit dirty as a motherfucker, but them niggas had you laced. No. I was like, I ain't know I was this fine. Shit, she ain't gonna play me no more when I get the first period on Monday. Bet that.
Yeah, the barbershop was connected to the auto shop, bro. That was my first barbershop. Shout out to my boy Neff, because actually, I still go to my boy Dev, so shout out to my boy Dev.
Yeah, I've had four barbers since I've been in high school. And it's like, they all was elite. But it was like, shit, bro, you got to keep your shit tight. And even now, it's like, if times is tough, I'm going to push that 3.5 weeks. But God, best for, if it's that light bill, that shape up sometimes, that shape up got to come. I need to, it's going to get me out the crib. I'm going to make this money, make these pieces hit.
You know, also too, not about haircuts, but it's like I didn't know bitches was fucking you when they did the retwist. Nick, I would have been grew out my hair. I'd have been grew out my hair.
Yeah, that definitely was cold. I never got. Yeah, I don't think I ever had that.
You know, because I had like a sister, my sister friend. You know, I grew up with her, so I never saw her that way. So she always used to do my hair, but I never knew because I started seeing this shit on social media. Like, yeah, if you need a retwist, and they'd be like, oh yeah, what do I have to pay? And then they do that little joke shit where, you know, the girl sit on your lap. I'm like, oh, these bitches, I should have started fucking with bitches, but my hair was out before I cut my shit, gang. I fucked up a lot. Yo, if I could turn back the time, gang, I'll be living out like, here. Yo,
this is what they was out here forcing fellatio. Like, shit, they lied.
I'm like, oh, so when they did a reach, Nick, I would have had locks right now. I would have had locks right now if I knew bitches was fucking off of this shit, bro. Fuck. That was the form of payment? Fuck. You just wanted some dick? I got enough of that. Because doing your hair, like getting your hair braided, at one point I was having my hair braided. That shit is expensive, bro. You can spend hundreds of dollars getting your shit braided. Because I was talking to Big Money V and she was getting the Poetic Justice braids, and that shit was like 8 to 10 hours, and that shit cost a couple hundred. I was like, yo, shorty, this way your natural hair, because like that shit,
I'm not funding that. No. But naked barber, nah, bad bitch, nope. I need to see your work. What's your line? Is your hand steady? I don't give a fuck how fine you is. You ain't gonna have me out here looking like Boo Boo the Fool. You gonna shape this motherfucker up.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, my nigga smoking weed while seeing some titties. I think that's a vibe, gang.
I got a story. During the pandemic.
Oh, Lord. Don't get yourself in trouble, gang. Don't get yourself in trouble.
During the pandemic, right? You know, after a couple months, you just looking like, oh, my shit rough. So I bought clippers. And I was like, hi, I got to cut my shit. She's like, I can do it. Shit, I looked at her, I was like, you fine, babe. I don't trust you to cut my hair. Oh, no, nah, I can't. You don't trust me to cut my hair. I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, she so, manipulated you, can't she? Oh, yeah, she gaslighted you.
Fuck out me, boy. And then I gave her the clippers, bro. She did all right at first. She said, you want to fade? I was like, nah.
You let her fade your shit, gang.
Yo, she gaslit the fuck out of me, bro. I didn't know what to say. I was like, all right.
Yeah, now you got to marry her, gang.
That fucking ball,
how bad was it?
That fucking ball spot on the right side of my head. Oh, it's tight. I was fucking tight. I was like, why would you do this?
Oh, damn. She gave you a balding game?
On the right side of my head, boy. I was hurt. I wanted to cry, so I'm crying now just thinking about it.
Yo, luckily shit was in a pandemic, bro, so nobody got to see your shit. Fuck.
I wore a hat like the next 3 weeks. I didn't care. It's like, nah, we ain't never going to do this again.
Did she notice that she fucked up?
Yo, that's the worst part. She tried to look me off like that shit was there before. I was like, no, the fuck it wasn't.
Oh, nah, accountability. Nah, you gotta take accountability. You Zeke my shit, you gotta take accountability, bro.
Yo, I'm crying. I'm about to stone cold son of her. I was about to go to jail. The pandemic. I was like, yo.
Oh, nah. Did you take a picture of it?
Fuck, tell me no,
you
got a
picture of it. Damn, come on.
You know what's crazy, too? The next day was like Juneteenth or something, so I had to go outside, boy.
You went outside with your shit.
Oh, that's when my hat gang was elite. I had the buckets. I had the snapbacks. Boy, you see how
I cried. I would have been there with a whole shiesty, my nigga.
Yo, now that I think about it, I'm definitely not going to no naked barber. Fuck that. Sorry, I'm going right to the hood. Go ahead, G. Do what you do. Hour? I'm here.
Oh man, shout out to that. Slick. I just really wanted to be an asshole real quick because Slick, you know,
this
we talk about
with the ladies.
I know, but you know, we always talk about dating topics here, and you know, we always talk about, you know, men and women dating. Sometimes they say, like, yo, we just gonna fuck with the ladies, but hey, they be going through their own stud wars. Slick gun play video.
War between the old studs and the new generation of studs. I just watched this video. This stud man, she was like, what's the problem that you have in lesbian relationships? And she was like, y'all fans be trying to treat us like men. And this old stud, well, I'm not gonna call her old, I don't know how old she was, but older stud stitched a video and was like, I want my woman treating like men. I'm gonna hang TVs, I'm gonna take the trash, I'll do everything else. Then this other older stud came in the comments like, That's the problem with these new baby studs or these new studs. They too sassy nowadays. Then the stud who originally made the stitch was like, they don't be trying to pump gas, take our trash. All they trying to do is twerk nowadays. Then the other stud that had first mentioned her was like, facts, why they can't just be stems and leave us to being the real studs? Then she was like, they probably take strap-ons. And the other stud was laughing like, I bet they do. Like, OMG, what is...
Yo, Slick, yo, get the strap.
Pause, no Diddy, relax. Yo, ODN.
Get the strap. It's a stud war out here. Make sure everybody have their peace out here. Yo, so I know, Slick, we in our soft guy era. Is that meaning like they're in their like soft stud era? Am I correct in that sense?
So you're equating the softer stud versus the OG hardcore stud to like happening with the men's?
Yo, Team Sassy, we in here. You feel me? Sassy. I can't even say sassy niggas unite. Sassy people unite. You heard? Shout out to all my sassy studs out here. Living your sassy soft stud life. I feel you. I'm fucking with you.
Nigga, you know, so if a girl called you sassy right now, your heart gonna break. Relax.
They call me King Sassy over here. You know the vibes.
King Sasson. I get
drizzle,
it.
Drizzle.
King Sasson. Nah, this shit wild.
Brian has not changed.
Brian at all. Nope. Not a day. Nah, bro. That's a wild shit, though. But it happened. The old has always been hating. Like, yo, what is these new mother? They more than the game. That's what they get in everything. And sports, movies, and the clubs. Yo, like,
they called this shit the Strap Civil War. I'm weak.
Leave these young kids alone. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. We got no business messing no kid business. Leave them alone.
I'm about to say, they coming out with strap nunchucks? What's happening here? Like, they just...
Oh, my God. Oh.
Oh, man.
I'm with studding them. You feel me? I'm with studding them. You heard?
Not going to hell.
The stud versus stud. She said, y'all should just be stud. But I'm like, yo, what's the logistics? I thought a stud was just a lesbian who presented, like, she just presented, like, manly stuff. Like, that was her aesthetic, in a sense. And I didn't think you had to, like, oh, yeah, I take out the trash and build shit. Because, shit, anybody could do that. How is that, like?
I must say, how's that? Trash out sometimes.
I must say, how's that stud exclusive? Like, you really want to be a nigga? That's what you're telling me? You mad because they don't want to be niggas? They just want to wear cargo pants and Timberlands and, you know, wear the wife beater with the training bra? Like, they outside, like,
and they got flannels, my nigga. I feel like all studs got a flannel in their closet. You feel me? Shout out to y'all, though. I'm with y'all. I'm with the baby studs. With the baby studs.
Studs be having the deep. They be having the deepest waves ever, though. You ever peeped that? They waves be on point.
Yo, I feel like either they have, like, the deepest wave or they got the most gorgeous locks.
Bro, never frizzy. Never frizzy at all. Yes. And still
not rocking with the baby studs. This baby studs is rocking with us. You feel me? Drizzle.
I feel like I would be a beautiful. I would be a gorgeous stud. I'd be a heartbreaker.
Nah,
but would you be an OG stud? Or are you gonna be like, you know, you're the newer studs? This, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, it's all right. I just like to wear pants.
I don't even know what a newer stud is.
I mean, when they talk about the older studs, we talking about you had the question. If they had a penis, like, oh shit, Aunt Tilda look like Uncle Timmy. Hold on, what's happening here? Like, that's the OG studs. Like, she walking around. If she talking about putting that TV up, she's pulling up with the freaking utility.
If I'm going to be a stud, I'm going to be a stud, and I guess I would be the older version. Like,
You're not out here studying for. You're not studying for likes. You're not out here just cute and shit.
Nah. I'm gonna be a heartbreaker regardless. You feel me? I'm cute, so I grew up with men, so I'll be a heartbreaker. I would say if I was a dude, I'd be a problem.
All my guys, get you a stud friend for real, though. They are the cheat code to women over here. Get you a stud friend for real. Shout out to my studs and them. Get you a stud friend because they will help. They for so. Now be careful though, because they might take your girl.
They will take your girl.
So be careful. Make sure you're really locked in with that stud,
especially if they look good.
Cause they, you know, they start doing what we do. They start talking in a deep voice, knowing goddamn well they talking like Pop Smoke over here. You OD with your girl, so make sure you and your stud friend is locked in before you do that. But
before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Rife.
Yo, what's with niggas in blowjobs these days, bro?
I hope he got proof, because they about to sue the shit out of him.
Oh, defamation for cat. Oh yeah, but Dwight Howard's still in the head. Diddy apparently. Not Matthew Rife.
Matt Rife, but it makes sense. Matt Rife wasn't funny when he first was on Wildin' Out. So he has 1.5 specials. I watched one. I was like, this nigga funny. And I watched the other joints he put up. I was like, all right. The one about his granddad was funny. And then the one where he just did, like, the shit with the crowd, like, the dating shit, that shit was funny. Mm-hmm. But then the Netflix special was ass. And then, like, I think the two earlier specials were ass. So I was like, I believe it. Because where does this nigga come from? How he start getting 700 million Twitter likes?
No, but people fail to understand. Matthew Wright already got this rise to fame because he looked pause. Bitches find him handsome. You feel me? That's the reason why. And he did that one. I didn't know. All right. Speaking of it, side note. What's with bitches with taped off your belt? Because the reason why he got so popular, Slick, is because he took his belt off with one hand. And apparently, that's like a turn on for girls.
White women.
he did some belt trick and they was asking for that. And that's how girls started gravitating to him, not knowing that his comedy ain't really tailored for love.
Yeah, now he be 10 percent. When he's on, but I'm like, he's, like I said, out of like 4 specials, he's like 1.5, 1.75 out of 4. Like I want to see it. Like I don't think that, I would say, if you were playing because you were sucking dick, congratulations, my nigga. He looked like he sucked dick, so it's fine.
Yo, Slick, are you prepared to get this podcast to the next level?
Fuck you.
You're not down for this to be double. You don't want to be Joe Rogan?
No. Nowhere near.
You know what? You don't, come on now. He just made the list of the black top black podcast. You don't want to be on there?
Nah, if I gotta suck no dick, what's wrong with you? I ain't wearing a dress. I ain't sucking no dick. Keep it pushing.
Oh my god. Okay, copy. But Matt Rife, sue that nigga and diss him in your next special. You feel me? That's what you gotta do, Gabe.
Nah, he got turned into a real joke. He got turned into a real joke. Did you see me on Wild Now? Yeah, I started sucking dick to get ahead. Look at me now, bitch. I've been wilding.
the double Glock. Oh, yo, you wilding, Gabe. But Drake, all right, real quick, because I don't want to stay on this too much. But Drake got all the girls in their bag. His leaks came out. I wouldn't want to talk about this because it's pause on it? Every forefront. Okay, you seen it? Because, bro, I ain't gonna lie, because I saw Drake's leaks.
You seen it?
I'm like,
you seen
bro,
it?
Bro, I'm thinking, because you know Drake's leaks, music leaks, I should say.
You seen it.
Be fire, you feel me? Because if you didn't know, Certified Lover Boy has some leaks to it that made it to the official album. Such as other albums. So I was thinking, oh shit, Drake, let me search that.
You got caught looking at that dick.
I was upset.
You got caught looking at that dick.
Nigga, I was upset, gang. Oh man, I don't want to say too much about this.
You see this dick? I ain't go front.
Not my choice.
I didn't see it. I was like, pause. I was like, nah, they about to fry this nigga. And I saw the comments. All the girls was like, oh, he holding. I like Drake again. I was like, what the fuck? That shit ain't come across my timeline, though. Thank God.
Yeah, now girls are trying to go after the half-Jewish niggas now. Okay, I support y'all. Do y'all thing, ladies.
They was wilding him out.
We gonna move past. What?
They said that his last line of fucking problems was the truth. He said this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking. I was crying.
Now, bro, what I saw was funny. I think this was fake, but I wasn't hiding my dick from the world. I was hiding the world from my dick.
I see that. They tried to pretend like it was one of his stories. That shit had me weak. I was like, yo, y'all are too good. Y'all are too good. He didn't even say nothing about it. He's still tweeting like it didn't even happen. Like, damn, sure they exposed him.
Facts, like, yo, especially, like, I sent you a personal video of me shaking my shit. Come on, gang. Like, why you leak your shit?
Nah, as a nigga, why you, I don't, like, why you sending the video you playing with? Like, yo, I don't know.
We said these girls like nut videos. And they want to hear you nut. They want to hear you moaning these nut videos as well. Like, girls, like, I don't blame women for liking type shit like that because, pause, I don't think, I don't think just sending dick pics is flattering. You feel me? Like,
it's like, yeah, here,
ain't.
It's like, here, bitch.
Yeah, ain't, you feel me? Like, at least women have, like, the options to make the shit look better. They could bust it open a nice way. They could, like, a nigga, you can't do none of that shit with your dick.
The only thing you can do with your dick is,
like, take a Arizona can and put it right next to it. Like, yeah, bitch.
I can measure it. It's longer than my phone. Nah, that's because there's parts, because all the parts of women's body, we just started seeing ass cheeks and nipples outside like 5 years ago. If you really think about it, all niggas had is dick. If you watch wrestling, you don't see the nigga damn near naked.
Facts.
And we keep it in the stack.
I'm not like shocked that a nigga would try to do outside the box shit with the video, because it's like, it's just, you can't just send the regular shit.
It's just a damn shame it's Drake. It's like, right. Everything they said about you was true.
Nah, but you know, also too, it's like, yo, nigga got all the money, got all the hits. Pause. He got what he got.
I'm about to say,
and he still can't get a girl.
Still can't get a girl. I was like, I got money, fame, and dick, and you still don't love me.
Damn, nigga, it's you. It's you, King.
It's you. Whatever they said, they was right. It was you.
Cause you got the whole trifecta, my nigga.
They say they want, you got, and you can't keep a bitch for nothing.
Oh man. Speaking of just someone that was affiliated with Drake,
about
Bobby.
We're not talking about dick no more, right?
No, we off that. Bobby. Well, she had an interview with Suki Hana after she just been announced that she's divorcing. I ain't gonna lie, they said, like, yo, she started fucking with rappers. And left her white nigga home. I go, oh,
she probably seen Drake Schlong and was like, okay, Shlomo, what's up?
It's dope, man. You had me thinking like I look like your ex or something.
No, you kind of do.
Hey, before I leave, let me get your info.
Oh, yeah, follow me on the gram. I'm more active on there.
All right, Ben, I got you. Hey, and tell your ex if he come back, we together now.
A mess, boy. There I am.
When you're a real one, you gotta act up.
Wow.
Oh shit!
Oh. Nah, you missed the best part. She back with stinky butt.
Damn, dog! I gotta retest it. Bad.
Oh,
bro, that shit triggered the fuck out of me, because that's how it be, like, for real, bro.
That ass be. That was wild. That was wild. Oh, she said, "Don't bring him to my spot." I was like, "Oh shit!" They've been using this for like the last 10 years.
Me, bro, that shit fucked me up, because there's a couple of y'all girls out here who using my spot. Y'all shouldn't be using my spot at. I seen y'all there. I go hold y'all. I see some of y'all there. I told you that was my spot. Why you bringing a new nigga over there though?
That shit.
Fuck
out
of here,
boy. That nigga, the way his.
You know the Museum of Ice Cream is my spot. You fucking up out here.
Oh shit, you taking personal shots.
Yo, stay out there. I know. Yo, that's my niggas is in my territory over here. You know that niggas
that shit, yo, man, definitely, yo, his shit is funny because he be doing all extra shit, and he always go back to his girl at the end of the video. I be crying.
But yo, shorties really be moving like that once they on a break. They on demon time. They trying to. It's like once you break up, they rush to get the body. They rush to get a body quick. Before, yo, you could break up with your shorty, and by the, like, on what, on Wednesday, and get back with her on Sunday, she already caught a body. You'd have been dope, bro.
Yeah, nah. If there ever was a break, I just assume it happened. I ain't going for it. Because, nigga, you can't get that off. You can't fuck somebody else. Oh, you've been wanting to fuck her? Da-da-da. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm chilling. Yes.
You know, so she had the nerve to tell the nigga that he ain't showering.
Yeah, she did personal shit. Like, you taking personal shots. You back with stinky butt? That's a joke. I'm about to play that shit like 50 times.
Yeah, but shout out to Malik B, bro, because he be having some Omada. Tumata, Omatai, Ohio, whatever. My girl cannot get on that stage with that nigga.
All right,
you better find a new life. Nigga, you better listen to WizKid and all them other niggas. All
right, so for deeper context, so at the Omalay concert, he has a song called, I believe it's called Bend It. Is that what it's called, I believe? And he calls a young lady up to the stage. The only problem is that the young lady was at the event with her boyfriend of 7 years, who ended up paying for the tickets. And as B Breezy actually alluded to, it starts off chair, dancing, a curtain, a very thin curtain veil drops down, and then back shots are simulated, you know, and it ends with a little smooch action. My brother is now single.
She climbed on top of him too, Slick. She climbed on top of him.
I tried to
scoop. I don't recall seeing that.
Right.
I seen it on a different angle, and then I saw my boy son left. They caught him outside walking by himself.
Listen,
in the night.
Almost. I really just I feel like we got to check in on that man for real, because I know he is hurt, and I just think, like, you know, imagine those were Valentine's Day, like that was a little gift. I know he's crying, but my question for y'all is, y'all seen the Janet Jackson concert videos, right? When she had them strapped to the little thing, right? Right. You seen it?
That's Janet Jackson. You would have passed for Janet Jackson.
It's just a question. Now,
do you sense a double standard?
I sense it.
Yes.
Listen, my question to you is, we're going to go with Lawrence here, right? Janet, you know, you got Janet Jackson posters all over your wall.
I do.
You've been waiting for this moment, right?
I do.
She called you up on stage,
mm-hmm.
strap you to that thing,
mm-hmm.
and your fiance is in the front row. What you doing?
What you want me to do? I'm incapacitated. I'm tied up. I have no control.
Oh.
I'm not over there all willy-nilly. Okay. Just
knowing how her concerts go, you're not even going to fight. Be like, nah, I can't go up there.
I did this for us.
Here.
I did it for us.
You did it for us.
Yeah,
so she wasn't up there strapped
what
to that
did y'all
thing.
Get out of that?
We got enjoyment. We're gonna talk about this at the wedding. Remember what happened, Janet?
But she not up she with up
you. All right, so I'm gonna there's a serious flaw in your logic now. I'm gonna hit you. I got you, B. So in Janet Jackson scenario, first off, Janet Jackson, she's twice my age, right? She's strapping you in, she's spinning you around, giving you vertigo, you know, she got leather on, so it's probably a little hot and funky up there. It's probably not a pleasant experience. This is Omalay.
And she dancing too.
It's Omalay, right? New artist, got a couple hits. We saw him see her with her nigga come on stage, and she's in control of her actions. If you do the Janet Jackson scenario, you're tied up. There's nothing you could really do.
How did you get up there to get tied up?
You know what Janet is doing at the concerts, just like you know what Omar's doing at the concerts, right?
I am a Boy Scout. I would ask, hey, beloved, Janet Jackson is inquiring about my being a part of her act. Would you mind if I partake in something?
How we know she didn't look at her man and say, hey, they calling me up there, I could go?
You ain't see you saw the video, saw how she reacted? That girl was hype. She was screaming.
She didn't know what his girl was finna do. That's different.
That's true.
But at the end of the day,
when they
pulled you out the crowd to go on stage with Janet, is you going or is you staying?
I'm 100% going, but I mean, if she's staying,
that's what she did.
But I'm incapacitated again. I cannot do anything.
Forget all that, okay? We're not doing this over here, Shorty. 7 years. You went up there and act like that. You see, Slick. They got on us. They got on us because we let Keke Palmer over there ruin her whole marriage.
It was Keke Palmer for
Wait, with Usher.
It is Keke ain't ruined that marriage, number one. Let's be clear.
See here. Then go put a video out with the nigga. Yo, he got to fuck her sister. Mother, aunt. He got to get back, gotta be.
What's the collection? What is the
get
collection?
Back, gotta go crazy.
Y'all dragged it.
I'm not going to.
If my shorty of 7 years go up there and act like a little hoe, I gotta fuck somebody that's close to you. I gotta get the get back, okay?
I just feel like he should have just been like, babe, here's the tickets. You can go with your friends, and he should have stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes. I have to witness the wholeness in front of my face. I gotta see it with my two eyes.
And now you say, which one?
And now
he's
walking home alone.
Which one is it?
Okay, hey, wait. Question, wow. Slick. Would you rather witness your girl do whole shit right in front of your face or hear about your girl doing whole shit from someone else?
I'd rather she not do whole shit in general, but if I had to choose.
That's not an option here.
If I had to pick, I probably want to be there just so I could see. I don't want to hear it from hearsay. You know what's worse than this?
First of all, because if you hear from anyone else, that means a lot of people saw your girl.
I was about to say, this is the bad part, though. Because imagine if he wasn't there and he just seeing these videos. Or actually, in this case, if he wasn't there, he might have been okay because there's a good chance the videos would have popped up. But if you send your girl to a concert like that and you got good seats, you're going to watch the TikTok video to see what done happened. So he's going to find out regardless. But I'd rather be there to experience the wholeness. I need to know what I'm dealing with.
If I wasn't there, she sucked dick automatically. I don't care what she told me at the end of the night.
How many bodies is this?
No, babe, I didn't.
Yo, B, how many bodies is this? How many bodies is she acquiring at one moment?
Yo, this is 1,000 bodies with 1,000 lashes from Dr. Umar. This is unbreakable.
It's real strict in here. It's real strict in here.
1,000 bodies?
1,000 bodies with 1,000 lashes.
Yo, I don't care if she got chose and she does a little bit. That's fine. But then it got a little graphic. And it's like, again, that shit is everywhere. He can't. He might have to kill himself.
You saw the Division concert, Slick, of the woman that was there. Concert, which you saw Kanye. He brought up a bunch of girls there, and they did sexy. And then there was one girl who was doing a little phone. Why she couldn't be goofy all the time?
This is her time.
It's a one in a lifetime moment to be on stage with your favorite artist.
Okay.
It's 2024, and women still ain't shit. Okay, fellas, get into it.
So my question for y'all is, would you break up with the girl?
Hold on. I'm not going to break up with her.
All right.
And I'm going to cheat on her.
Situation that is, to be honest. It looks like she gets a stamp of approval. I mean,
it's not about, I'm not going to be 7 years, so I'd rather choose you out of the ghetto-ness that's outside. I'm about to say, but
stay with the evil you
I'm
know.
Definitely getting a hall pass, though. I'm definitely getting a hall pass.
What? She did not fuck that man.
It don't matter.
I'm getting my
perception
dick
is reality in the situation.
But she did not fuck that man. So what kind of hall pass do you need? You
want to go body
concert? You want to get
basically dead?
Do that. That's fine.
Shot at her.
That's
he got to smell her back shot air. I don't care. He smelled the back shot air. I need to go smell someone else's back shot air.
And you smelled Janet Jackson coochie when she was doing the dance on while you were strapped up.
That's so Janet though.
That is now y'all
eat if. That's anytime, any
that's
place.
A legend. You got to pick somebody like in that same bracket. That's a legend.
Try to tell them we up next. You can't stop that. This your favorite podcast. Every show is lit, baby. You know what we finna do. Slick gon' talk that slick talk. He gon' get political. Okay. Do not switch topics. Nope. Niggas is toxic.
Poppy shots don't always say it's something wrong. But
if you don't like it, what we saying, nigga? Oh, well. We try to tell you, baby, this might not go well. This might not go. Hey, that's it. One take. We not even doing it again. Keep that. That's the one.